We're joined now by Knoxville baseball coach Turner DeVore on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KLIA KVLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Well, Coach, I guess we could have been in Urbandale tonight after what we hoped was a win, but the game wasn't even played on Friday. I guess just take me through Friday, Turner. I mean, this was just a crazy day. You got up and said, okay, we're at 4 o'clock, and then we're at 6, and now we're not even playing any on Friday.
Yeah, and actually it even started Thursday night of, you know, just having some conversations and hearing some other teams that were going to be moving up. You know, Carlisle was going to play at noon, and, you know, schools start to panic a little bit and make decisions, and then kind of found out last night when we were at practice about 8:15 that it wasn't going to be a 4 o'clock start, and then, you know, as you watch the weather in the morning and you're like, weather forecast doesn't look good. I got parents, you know, sending me screenshots of future cast, and I'm like, you know, what do you do? So we ended up hitting, and then, you know, got pushed back till about 6, and then we're thinking we were actually going to get a play. And then, you know, I think there were some decisions made that were pretty, you know, on the safe and smart side. You don't want a bus going through some of the weather that they were talking in Des Moines and around the surrounding areas with a bunch of kids on there, and, you know, something happened, and then you're not playing the following day either. So I think obviously it just came down to, you know, there's no weather tomorrow, so might as well make the decision to just play tomorrow and have one less day in between.
Well, let's talk about the season right now. The regular season ended the other night against Bondurant for our pretty impressive 11-2 victory over the Blue Jays. Obviously, things went your way for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, something we haven't had happen a ton. We scored 5 runs in the first 2 innings, got off to a really good start against their best pitcher. And, you know, Luke hit a leadoff home run, and we had 13 hits as a team. And, you know, Kyler went 2 innings and pitched pretty well. Rawson came in and threw 4, and then Jessen pitched 1. And, you know, everything kind of went our way. We hit the ball well, we pitched it, and we played good defense. And that's a recipe to win games. And that's kind of what we've done the last couple weeks.
And the last couple of weeks, you've really been on probably your best hot streak of the year. I counted up in your last 10 games, I think you're 8-2 winners of your last 6. I mean, what has been working down the stretch for your guys?
You know, I think when we talked after our first game at Sheraton, and we had some defensive mistakes right before the second game, we talked about you know, having to be good in all 3 phases if we wanted to have a chance to get as many wins as possible and maybe make a run in the postseason. And ever since that second game, we've really played pretty well. Defensively, we've hit the ball pretty well, and pitching's kind of always been there all year, so that's been our one consistent. But we got to just be better in all 3 phases, and, you know, that's kind of how it started. And, you know, if you can do those things when it comes postseason time and not leave runners on base, you're going to give yourself a chance late to beat anybody. So that's kind of what we're hoping to do.
Let's, as we're talking to Turner DeVore, Knoxville baseball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, KVLS Panthers. We'll take on Des Moines Christian this evening at 5:30. You can hear that game, by the way, on 95.3 KNIA beginning at 4:45. Let's, you know, kind of talk about, you know, the whole pitching staff and everything. Does it change who you use, how you approach now that technically it's, you know, a Saturday, or, you know, how's that whole thing work for, you know, the last week?
No, for us, I mean, kind of how we are going into it anyway. We talked last night, you know, really you're only guaranteed a, you know, 5-inning game. You know, hopefully it doesn't go any, you know, you get beat bad and you only go 4.5. But we told him, like, every pitch, every decision, every ball that you put in play, every ball they put in play matters now, and we got to make decisions as it goes. And we're not guaranteed much than just the minimum, so we might as well go play as hard as we can every pitch and try to win as many pitches as we can and hopefully come out on top. But, you know, the one day in between changes things, but you also got to get to the next day as well, too. So you can't go in there planning to be playing on Monday if you don't win on Saturday. So, you know, all hands are on deck. And if we got to use a bunch of guys to win a game, that's what we're going to do. And then we'll worry about Monday when it gets here. But, you know, we're going to kind of go with the plan we had for tonight, for tomorrow. And then, you know, hopefully we're lucky enough and fortunate enough to move on to Monday.
You know, living by the old adage, you know, live for today because, you know, and you'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow hits. Let's talk about Des Moines Christian. They've had a solid season this year, 20-7, second place tie in the West Central Conference. They've had to deal with Pleasantville and Van Meter, but they also have in a conference. It looks like they've gotten some really some key wins. What's the scouting report on the Lions that you're facing?
Yeah, I mean, they had a really good year, and they've lost a lot of key parts. I mean, Brady Andrews is out for the year with an elbow. He's going to Creighton. He's only a junior. And then I believe their catcher tore his ACL a couple weeks ago. So they're down a couple guys, but they swing it really well. They come in with a .345 average, and they look to do damage at the plate. And I think it's one of those things that we got to be careful. We can't nibble too much, but we also can't leave it middle in, or they're gonna hit a lot of balls hard, and we're gonna be in some trouble. So offensively, they do the right things. I mean, very well coached by Derek Flack for a long time. He's built that program to be what it is. And defensively, they pick it up and throw it across pretty well as anybody around as well. And then pitching wise, that's kind of where we just don't know. They've had the injury to Andrews and Eisenhart, their number two. Pitched two innings the other night against Newton, but that's only his seventh and eighth inning of the year. So we don't really know if it'll be him or the Trend Camp kid who's got 41 innings on the year. Sometimes that makes it tough to know who you're going to prepare for. But, I mean, a really solid team that's played some good competition. And if we're not ready, it's going to be a tough game. But I also think it's one of those games where we're very similar teams, and I look for it to be a really good baseball game.
All right. Best of luck to you. And hopefully you can win so I can join you Monday in either Sadell or home against Centerville if they should happen to pull off the upset.
Yeah, perfect. Appreciate all the coverage, Derek.
That's Turner DeVore, Knoxville baseball coach. We'll have more after this on KNIA Careless.